Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, before we get to the obvious top story of the Republican National Convention, our hearts go out to those in Louisiana and Texas this morning. Hurricane Laura slams into the coast with 150 mile per hour winds, Category 4 storm pounding the coasts of Louisiana and Texas. It made landfall early this morning, Alan. Coastal residents who didn't evacuate may face storm surges of up to 20 feet. Know that it's just you and God, warned Texas mayor. And we mentioned yesterday, we have seen these storms getting more intense, as the scientists say, because of climate change.
Well, I don't think there's any question now that that's what's happening. Nevertheless, we have had many, many major storms over the years. And I've been in the middle of minor league hurricanes, one out on Block Island one time and, you know, on Fire Island when they came. But they were relatively small compared to what we're seeing. David, of course, this hurricane has major political implications. You know, I go to bed at 7 o'clock at night, so I get up and I watch much of the convention and parts of the convention, you know, in the morning. You couldn't see it. There was maybe a brief mention of something that Vice President Pence had said, but it was all hurricane all the time. So it's as if the Republican National Convention wasn't even happening. The main person of the night was obviously Mike Pence, the Vice President, and his contention is, of course, all law and order all the time. It is what they are going to be playing, and I believe that when things get out of hand and rocks start flying and fires start burning, it's obvious that this plays right into the hands of the Republicans. It is their major issue, and they will be using it. So one just wonders exactly who's throwing the rocks and why this is going on, because it is so antithetical to the Democrats' chances of winning, because people will always go for their safety first. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just simply saying, as your political analyst, this is the way that it works.
But isn't it happening during Trump's presidency? Isn't the unsafety that many people may be feeling happening right now?
That's right, David. It is. And one can only wonder what it is that would make somebody say this is the party out of power's fault as opposed to those who are in power. After all, what Trump has done, his obvious spurts of racism and the rest, have created a tremendous problem, because that racism has itself engendered so much of the rioting and the things that are happening where they are. And believe me, those riots are small potatoes compared to the number of peaceful protesters who are out there doing the right thing as opposed to the wrong thing. But in the end, Americans will always seek safety. And this is a very powerful thing that the Republicans think they're doing. You're right. It is under Trump's time in office. And one could easily say he's responsible for a good deal of it because of the way he's bullied and needled. Nevertheless, I know how it works.
And yeah, we see what's going on in Kenosha and Jacob Blake and the shootings that have been going on there as a result, and the rioting that you're speaking of. But we also see this coming together of all races protesting the racial injustice in this country when it comes to police and minorities. The big news that came out yesterday was the NBA, led by NBA boycotts disrupt pro sports in the wake of the Blake shooting. The boycotts, including games in the WNBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, come as athletes speak out against systemic racism. I mean, LeBron James, worldwide famous basketball player, I can't even repeat what he said about the president on Twitter in all caps, but he's leading a group to get out the vote. And I heard an analysis this morning that suggested this could work either way. It could rouse both bases.
I think it could. You know, David, what is happening here with the boycotts is a tremendous impetus for people who have been watching racial strife and injustice as long as we have. And all of a sudden, there is a sense that those people who are in the best position to call attention to this are. So you can't stereotype all of these wonderful athletes who are saying, we know that we and our children are in danger of walking while black, driving while black, living while black in this country, a direct descendant of slavery in this country, which was followed by Jim Crow and just overt racism. So if everybody gets out and votes, the Democrats are going to win. It's always been an issue as to whether people will vote. You know, when you take a look at the numbers who vote in presidential elections, 50% of the eligible voters do not vote. If that changes, the Democrats win. If it doesn't change, Trump could well win.
How about this, Alan? First night, RNC ratings down. Fox sticks more with the show. AP starts this way. Up is down, down is up. President Donald Trump thanked CNN Tuesday for its Republican convention coverage while Fox News heard complaints from some viewers that it wasn't showing enough. The president's tweet that he was very appreciative to CNN for showing the vast majority of the Republicans opening night was also likely a coded message to Fox, the network of choice for many of his fans, and if that was the case, the message was received. Fox stuck with the Republicans' program Tuesday night to a greater extent than it had the night before.
Well, yeah, look, we do know that Trump is not above castigating his own Fox network. When I say his own, he doesn't own it, but he might as well, because it has been his biggest area of support. And when they stray a little bit, you know that there's going to be hell to pay with Trump, and he's going to slap them up the side of their heads. And that's exactly what he did. And they reacted in exactly the way one would expect, to say, okay, we got to show a little bit more. Look, there are all kinds of Republicans. There are intelligent Republicans. There are Lincoln Project Republicans. And those are the people who really will make a difference here. While the rank and file is sticking with Trump, an awful lot of Republicans who are saying, we've had enough. This is not good for this country. I'm a patriot. Sooner or later, I'm going to have to meet my maker, and I don't want this hanging around my neck.
I'm political observer Alan Chartok.